Well, you're in for a treat. We've just done some sound checks up. And all of our glass is still in place, so that's good. We didn't break anything. Operatic singing. We have seven members of the cast here from the Pittsburgh Savoyards. And also along with us, in this hour, you're going to hear five selections from the upcoming show, which opens this Friday and runs March 4th through 6th. And then also the 10th through 13th. So it's not this Friday. It's this it is this Friday, March 4th, 5th, and 6th. And then Thursday the 10th through the 13th. And before we do the singing, we have Sean Lenhart here with us, as well as Lynette Garland. And tell us about this all. What do we need to know?
It's Pirates of Penzance. It's my favorite, if not everyone's favorite, Gilbert and Sullivan. We've got a wonderful cast here today. And just to get the story started, I guess, we meet the Pirates of Penzance. And they have one in their ilk named Frederick, who is, they're not really sure why he's on the ship. And they're about to find out from his nursemaid who came on with him, who explains in the song how they came to be aboard the ship. We have Candace singing that one, I believe. So.
Well, let's listen. And this song, does it have a name? Or is this...
When Frederick was a little lad.
So here they've been a Pittsburgh institution for decades, the Pittsburgh Savoyards.
When Frederick was a little lad, he proved so brave and daring. His father thought he'd apprentice him to some career seafaring. I was, alas, his nursery maid, and so it fell to my lot to take and bind the promising boy apprentice to a pilot. A life not bad for a hardy lad, though surely not a high lot. Though I'm a nurse, you might do worse than make your boy a pilot. I was a stupid nursery maid on breakers always steering, and I did not catch the word aright through being hard of hearing, mistaking my instructions which within my brain did gyrate. I took and bound the promising boy apprentice to a pirate. A sad mistake it was to make, and to doom him to a vile lot. I bound him to a pirate, you, instead of to a pilot.
There you have the Pittsburgh Savoyards. How many seasons has it been? Now,
This is the 78th season.
I was just heading over to your website to look at that, and I figured I could ask you. That's easy enough. 78, because I remember the 75th not too long ago. And what a history the Pittsburgh Savoyards have had. How long have you been involved?
Since 1992.
She knows how quiet she got there since 1992.
You're just a baby.
as a young child. And how about for you, Sean?
My first show was in 2010, I believe. It was Trial by Jury, I think.
And
I think it was 2010, yeah.
My recollection is you have a nice mix of people with, you know, classic theater or musical training.
Oh, yeah.
As well as others who have other professions but have had a love for musical and music for a long time, and Gilbert and Sullivan. as well. Are there other things we should know about the Savoyards themselves?
It's great. Like you were saying, there was definitely a good mix. There's a lot of professional singers, professional actors, things like that. There's a lot of just, you know, doctors, lawyers, moms, dads. There's kids in high school. It's really a wonderful family that invites everyone in. It's a great place to be.
And during a typical year, do you have a sense of roughly how many people are involved? Is it in the 50s, 60s?
Oh, no. Actually, I was adding them up for this show, Larry, and it's over 100 people putting on this particular show, because there's 41 people on the stage. There's 30 people in the orchestra. Then you have the set crews, the lighting people, the people doing the, you know, front office, advertising. I mean, it's a huge production.
Wow. I didn't realize there was a full orchestra. Of course, that would – not of course, but it would not be the easiest thing for us to do today. So we have the piano. But see, you've got a full orchestra,
yes,
as well as the actors.
Yes.
And the production is at the Andrew Carnegie Free Music Library and – Music Hall, which is a beautiful place in Carnegie. And again, it's March 4th through 6th and 10th through 13th. Sundays at 2:30, the other evenings at 8 o'clock. And it's a great chance that you will recognize songs from this musical without a doubt. These are some of the most beloved Gilbert and Sullivan songs.
And it's also a really great show for kids because it's about pirates. How could kids not want to see a show about pirates?
Yeah, you've got that beautiful black and gold pirate hat on that you're wearing right now. So what happens to lead to the next song?
Well, at this point, Frederick has decided he's not going to be a pirate. He's turned 21 years old, and he's decided he's going to go off and make his way in the world and follow his own sense of duty. And the Pirate King, in which case this is double cast, we have Jason and Andy as our Pirate Kings today. Frederick mentions to the men, hey, you know, it would be really easy. I wouldn't have to fight all of you later on if you come with me. And so all the pirates kind of stop and consider that. And so our Pirate Kings sing our song, Oh, Better Far to Live and Die, to describe the joy that it is to be a pirate. So maybe to sway the pirates back, or maybe just to enjoy their own ego. I'm not sure.
So stay tuned for the joys of pirate being. Maybe you'll be convinced to join the troop, or maybe you'll want to get away even more. Who knows? Once again, here are the Pittsburgh Savoyards.
Better far to live or die, under the brave black flag I fly, then play a sanctimonious part with a pirate head and a pirate heart. Away to the cheating world go you, where pirates are all well to do, but I'll be true to the song I sing and live and die a pirate king. For I am the pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king. For I am the pirate king.
You are the robber, a pirate king.
And it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king.
It is hurrah for a pirate king, hurrah for a pirate king.
When I sally forth to seek my prey, I help myself in a royal way. I sink a few more ships, it's true, than a well-bred monarch ought to do. But many a king on a first-class throne, if he wants to call his crown his own, must manage somehow to get through more dirty work than e'er I do. For
And it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king. For I am a pirate king.
You are the pirate king.
And it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king.
It is hurrah for a pirate king.
Hurrah for a pirate king.
The Pittsburgh Savile Yards, and I always love those choruses. You just wish, wouldn't it be nice to have a group of actors behind you anytime you wanted to make a point? Like, I said, I want my money back now, give it to me, and they could sing that refrain. Let's meet a couple of the actors here. Well, we might as well start with you since you're close to the microphone. And if you wouldn't mind just introducing yourself, telling us a little bit about you.
Sure. So my name is Alec Donaldson, and I am playing Frederick in the production of Pirates of Penzance. This is my first show, the Savoyards, so I'm really excited to be here.
How was the initiation process?
It's been amazing. There was absolutely no hazing. But the speed at which everybody became a family in the show became a... Except for the wash boy. It was just a really great time coming together, and I'm excited to be part of this community.
Great. Where are you from?
I grew up in Brookville, Pennsylvania, up by Punxsy, where they have the groundhog.
Historic Brookville.
Historic Brookville, indeed.
And I know Brookville well. In fact, we have a lot of listeners in Clarion, Venango, Mercer County. And did you study acting?
I am a opera singer by training, so I went to Baldwin-Wallace University and then University of Maryland.
Okay, very good. Those are great schools. And where do you live in the Pittsburgh area now?
Yeah, I live in Greenfield right now.
Great. Well, welcome. I'm glad
Thank you so much.
You were able to connect. And let's meet a couple other actors. Just step up so we can say hello to you. Don't all rush at once now. Everybody, we had the mic adjusted for a tall person, so just... there you go. Hello.
Hi. My name is Liz Rischel. I'm going to be playing one of the Mabels. And I grew up in the Pittsburgh area in the South Hills.
And what attracted you to this? Have you studied music?
Or? Yes, I got my degree in music education, but I continued studying privately with Mary Beth Cederberg in the years following. My first show at the Pittsburgh Savoy Yards was 2012, where I actually also played Mabel in the Pirates of Penzance. Huh? So this is really interesting for me to be able to reprise this role with so many additional years of experience.
I'll bet. Yeah.
To be able to put behind.
Did you have to relearn it, or was it all kind of second
nature?
The
hard part was relearning my technique, because singers have a certain muscle memory that they go back to, but with so many years in between the last time I performed it, my technique is trapped in 2012, and I had to sort of unlearn all that I did to relearn it in the place where I am now.
And you've probably changed a little bit too,
yeah.
In terms of just the equipment you're working with, your vocal cords, right? Have changed. Well, great. Well, it's nice to meet you. And where do you live now? What neighborhood?
I live in Brentwood.
Great. And why don't we say hello to one more actor, and then we'll meet another three after the next show. Slinking up to the microphone is one of the double. Yes, slinking up to the microphone. Is?
Hi, my name is Andy Hickley. I'm one of the Pirate Kings.
And tell me about yourself.
I'm a recently graduated English major with a minor in theater, living in the North Hills area. And I found this show completely by chance. I was doing another show and someone said the Savoy Yards are doing Pirates of Penzance, and I love that show, so I came running.
Great. And where did you go to school?
I went to Grove City College.
Excellent. And my goodness, we're on the air at WSAJ in
Grove
City. So you may have people listening. You do have people listening
awesome.
To you.
Hi.
Right now. It creates school, really, a lot of people don't know how terrific Grove City is.
Yeah.
Great. And I know I said we were only going to, we should say hello to your casting mate here.
Absolutely.
Then we'll get to another song. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, by the way. The Pittsburgh Savoy Yards are here in preview of Pirates of Penzance, which opens March 4th and runs through the 13th. I just put a link up at our Facebook page. You didn't slink at all. You just came right up to the microphone.
Someone said something about bold choices recently. And
bold choices.
Bold choices, yes.
Never thought about that.
No, but, no. Hi, I'm Jason.
Hi Jason.
Jason Batchelor, sorry. Let's see here. What do I do? I do a lot of computer web type things. I punch buttons for money.
Mm-hmm. So this has got to be a great well, there's lots of outlets with computers to begin with. There's
sure, but this is
RJ45
gets to exercise something completely different.
Yes,
this is a nice break from the normal everyday. So.
I'll bet. You have a great speaking voice. Everybody hears a good voice, but you've got that classic kind of radio broadcasting voice. When did you start doing this?
Oh, heavens. I've been on stage in one way or another since I was very, very young. My mom, I can blame for the theater bug. And, starting with a show, Oliver, and moving through some community theater in northern Michigan. And I just did a lot to, up through high school. I tried some voice performance in college and made some mistakes there. But I headed off into the computer realm. So a few years back, I got back involved with some community theater and then took another break. And then I got blackmailed into coming and auditioning by my daughter, who said, "Hey, you said you really... You said I need to get out and do more things, and I will go audition for Pirates if you do."
Ah.
Like, twist my arm, put me in front of the lights again.
So is your daughter in this show?
Yes, she is.
Wow. What does she do?
She is one of our swarthy pirate crew.
How cool is that? Has that happened before with a father and a daughter or a parent and
Yes, it has. Oh, yes, in fact, his son is also in the production.
Indeed.
In case you didn't remember that.
I noticed that
we couldn't get the whole
Leon,
get the whole family in the crew this time around.
But. I'm concerned that Leon had to whisper in your ear that that your son is also in the production.
I just hadn't gotten that far.
Okay. What's his name?
His name is Tristan.
Okay, glad that you knew that.
And your daughter? Do you know that?
And your daughter's name?
My daughter's name is Kalia.
And what brought you to Pittsburgh?
Again, it was work. I moved from the Detroit area and came for a job downtown here. And since then, I think we did one performance or one production of Wizard of Oz with McKeesport, and then took a break. And we were very pleased as Sean said, it's a very family-oriented company. And Tristan actually was part of Iolanthe this last show. And we were so happy to see how well he was received and welcomed into the production. And everyone was just so friendly that we're like, hey, we need to give this a try. So... we went out and gave it a shot, and here we are.
That's great. The Pittsburgh Savoy Yards are here, and we'll meet the other actors we haven't spoken to as well as the accompanist probably after the next song. Let me go back to Sean Lenhart and Lynette Garland, and what's next?
So Frederick has left the Pirates, and the first thing he does is find a bevy of beautiful women. He sings a little song. We're just doing a snippet of it here, in which he's basically trying to win their hearts. Unfortunately, it's unsuccessful for all of the girls, but it's successful for at least one of the sisters, which will happen a little bit later on. But it's a lovely song. What's it called again?
Oh, Is There Not One Maiden Breast?
Is There Not One Maiden Breast?
Ladies, do not shun me. This evening I renounce my vile profession, and to that end, O pure and peerless maidens, O blushing buds of ever-blooming beauty, I sore at heart, implore
your kind assistance.
How pitiful his tale, how rare his beauty. How pitiful his tale, how rare his beauty.
Oh, is there not one maiden breast which does not fear the moral beauty of making worldly interest subordinate to sense of duty? Who would not give up willingly all matrimonial ambition to rescue such an one as I from his unfortunate position, from his position, to rescue such an one as I from his unfortunate position.
Alas, there's not one maiden breast which seems to feel the moral beauty of making worldly interest subordinate to sense of duty.
That was beautifully done, the Pittsburgh Savoyards again. This is fun, and I think it's a great chance for kids to sort of get an introduction to opera and an introduction to Gilbert and Sullivan. How long does the show run?
It's just a little under 2 hours.
And the intermission?
There's an intermission, so 15 minutes.
And people often ask me that question. And so it's and just a beautiful space, the Andrew Carnegie Free Music Library and Music Hall. It's a great space for you to be performing. And let's meet the actors who we haven't met yet. Just step on up. You can adjust that as you'd like.
Hi.
Hi there. Tell me about yourself.
My name is Candace Shaughnessy, and I am a professional opera singer. And I went to Seton Hill University for my undergraduate degree in music education, and I went to Duquesne University for my graduate degree in voice performance.
I'm going to ask you an odd question.
Sure.
Do you have a sense of how many professional opera singers are in the country? Do you think
it's in the country?
Yeah, or in the world, if you know.
In the world.
I mean, do you think it's tens of thousands?
I would say probably, but and surprisingly, there's unfortunately not as much work for opera singers as there used to be, since live theater is less than it used to be. But opera really is having a resurgence in new music. So new music and new productions and smaller companies like this is really where the work is and the fun work. So
when you're trained as an opera singer, is it specifically to perform? I guess I'm thinking you certainly could sing in an operatic style just about anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does the training address that?
Yes. I mean, I'm also a voice teacher, so I can speak to this quite a bit. I teach a classical technique, but I apply it to anything. I mean, I've taught everybody from people that just want to sing. I had a 50-year-old guy as one of my first students that all he wanted to do was sing doo-wop, and he could apply the technique to doo-wop. And I've had people that are into musical theater that can apply the technique to musical theater. So really, good singing is good singing at the end of the day.
And I know I always think about breathing when I think of opera singers, mm-hmm. and how important it is to be able to breathe correctly and sing from the diaphragm. Are there other I know we can't make it that simple, but what are some of the other characteristics?
Oh, man. You go into so much. And I mean, there's everything from what's physical to what's not physical. But I mean, things that are physical are obviously like the jaw, the tongue, what's going on with your diction, as in how you're pronouncing words. And then also, I mean, you also have to be an actor. You also have to know how to speak in multiple languages. You don't have to know the languages, but you know how to speak in them. And I mean, so many aspects. And you have to be a good musician. So on top of all of that, you have to have a good, solid technique.
Yeah, that's how I was wondering about the number, because it's really a challenging profession, I would think. Well, thank you. Yeah. I know a little bit more. Who have we missed? We've missed Leon, and we've missed... Who have we missed?
Me. Katie. Hi.
Hi, Katie.
My name's Katie Manukyan.
And tell me about yourself.
Okay, I'm from Vienna, Virginia, which is in the suburban area of the D.C. metropolitan area. I came to Pittsburgh here. I followed my husband, who works at Google at Bakery Square. And then shortly after, I got a job at University of Pittsburgh. I'm a Russian teacher by training.
Oh, that's that's great.
Yeah.
How do you like Pittsburgh? How long have you been
in
Pittsburgh?
We love it. He, I believe, started working at Google at 2008.
And you can look that up, you know.
Yeah.
It's easy.
It's all in the internet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All searchable. And I finished up my PhD in Slavic languages and literatures out at The Ohio State University in Columbus, and followed him in 2010. So I've been living here full time since 2010, and I adore it. I think it's wonderful.
I'm glad. Anything in particular that surprised you?
About Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
I think how vibrant the art scene was, really, because when I was living in Columbus as a graduate student, they had a lot of jazz, but in the realm of classical music and opera, there wasn't so much to offer. And here in Pittsburgh, there is, I think, 5 or 6 companies that produce opera at least part of the year. So it's amazing to think the opportunities for artists and the opportunities for audiences to experience wonderful works of art from the classical side of things.
That's great. Well, welcome. Yeah. I'm glad.
Thank you.
You found your way here. And let's, Leon, do you want to say hello?
Our next song actually features Katie.
Okay. Well, let's keep Katie here.
Sure.
And let's talk about the next song.
So Frederick has already sung to all the girls. All the girls dismiss him except for one, being Mabel, as performed by Katie and Liz. This is Poor Wandering One.
Poor Wandering One.
Take heart, take heart, take heart.
Dueling Mabels. That was, wow. Yeah, we should have, we're not responsible for your car's tweeters or any glass that has just spread. Wow, you two were amazing in that, just incredible. Leon, can you snap that out for just a second? Because I want to just quickly have the accompanist say a few words. And thank you. Matt, hi. Tell me a little bit about yourself, and I'm also curious what it's like to play with and for these actors.
Oh, it's incredible. It's kind of music I don't usually get to play because I do a lot of musical theater, but doing the classical works like this has been a lot of fun.
And where are you from the Pittsburgh area?
Yeah, I live in the North Hills area, and I've been playing rehearsals for the Savoy Arts for about 4 years now, three or 4 years.
So. It's got to be a lot of fun for you. And do you make your living as a musician?
Yes.
Great. What do you play typically? Or?
I do a lot of work in high schools. That's my primary thing.
Excellent.
Do a lot of high school musicals and choirs and stuff like that. So.
Great. Well, it's good. Are you permanently at a school?
Or a couple different schools, yeah.
Great. Yeah. I know a lot of times specialists in musicals have a chance to work with different schools. So great. Well, thank you. I'm glad you're here. And now, Leon, I think, is this our last number, or do we have a couple? I haven't been keeping track.
I think it's the last one. Yeah.
This is the last
okay.
one.
And before we get to it, anything else we should mention about the show or anybody else we should acknowledge?
Well, Larry, you know, Monday is Leap Day.
Right, right.
And that's when Frederick's birthday happens. And this year, it's Frederick's 40th.
Now, would that be make him 160?
Yes,
or?
Yes, because he's only gets a birthday every 4 years.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So we have to – it's really part of the whole idea of the whole show is based around this fact that he's only has a birthday every 4 years. And so he thinks he's going to be out of his indentures this year. But I think in the show he's shown that he's not. So it's a pretty funny what they call a paradox.
It is indeed. The show opens March 4th. That's then a Friday, Saturday, Sunday run. And then comes back the following Thursday, March 10th. Running through Sunday the 13th. And you can get information at pittsburghsavoyyards.org. We've also linked to that website from slbradio.org. And there's something up on our Facebook page, too. I hope if you would like to do this, I'm sure there's a place for you, whether it be on crew or as a musician or as an actor or singer. It's a pretty inclusive group, as you've heard, as we've talked to only a fraction of the folks involved in this particular show. And would that be the best way to get involved, just to go to the website and maybe send an email?
Yes, if you go to the website under the contact page, there's a bunch of email addresses that you could send a note to if you're interested in being a volunteer or in being involved, and we'd love that.
And don't be surprised if you might want to wait until March 14th for a response. I imagine you guys are pretty busy.
We're busy now. But we're pretty responsive.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And
good.
I also wanted to mention that on opening night, we do have a reception after the show that's upstairs in the Lincoln Gallery, and have free food and drinks, and it's a little bit of a birthday party. And also that if you come to that show and can show that you were born on February 29th, that you will get two free tickets to that particular show. So we hope all of you that are born on that day to come out. Help us celebrate your birthday and Frederick's.
I know a few. Let me see if there's anybody on our birthday. Yeah, we didn't have any Leap Day birthdays on our birthday list, but I know a few people. You could probably also – well, no, I'm not gonna suggest you. You claim something that isn't rightfully.
Well, we'll probably ask for your driver's license or some form of identification.
Now, if the last number is what I think it is, you're probably going to recognize it, but I don't know the context of it. So,
well, to sum up the show rather quickly, Frederick has found his Mabel, and they're ready to go off and be romantic, and all the sisters are there, at which point the pirates show up and attack and are ready to steal and plunder all of the sisters. And so their father, the Major General, arrives and introduces himself, which we'll hear in a second by the indomitable Leon Zients. The Major General is able to convince the pirates that he's an orphan, and that gets him off the hook. But then in the second act, we have the paradox that since Frederick is actually only 5 1/4, he still has to serve the pirates, and he has to inform them that the lie about the Major General being an orphan, which brings the pirates back at his doorstep for the second act. So I won't give away the ending.
Now, before we should talk. I always thought you were domitable. Now I know you're. You never hear people being described as.
He's also a combobulate and whelmed.
I'm very combobulated.
And he's apt. He's apt.
Yeah.
Gruntled. Yes, and gruntled.
Probably the happiest gruntled person you'll meet.
Okay, so we have gruntled, apt. Dominable. What were the other two you had? Whelmed.
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 Whelmed. Okay.
This experience is leaving me whelmed.
I'm going to be thinking of more of these now. I've known Leon for a long time. We grew up in the same neighborhood. Talk a little bit about what you're up to these days.
Hi, my name is Leon Zients. I'm a proud member of the Savoyards. This is my 6th show. My first show was Patience, which has a really difficult patter song, and my second was with Liz, and we did The Pirates of Penzance, and I was the Major General for the very first time, and it was a challenge, but it's always a challenge doing very, very recognizable songs. I'm a real estate attorney some days, and I produce musical theater at the Hazlet with my production company, and I love singing this kind of music. My voice teacher is Guy Russo, who is our music director. He's indomitable. And I'm sharing this role. I'm going to be in California for the second weekend, but I'm sharing this role with Michael Greenstein, a very, very able other major general.
Ah, indeed. Corrigible would be one.
No, he is incorrigible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lawyer as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And quite punny and not funny.
I really wasn't like just waiting, chopping at the bit to say that. I that just popped into my head right as you ended. Well, it'll be great to hear you, and I want to thank all of you for being here today.
Thank you.
Please go to pittsburghsavoyards.org. I'm so pleased. Chad, before I forget, has done a great job keeping you all balanced from the 180 decibels of the Mabels.
We have to fix Chad's glasses, it looks like. Yeah.
Down to the 179 decibels. No. you guys have sounded, all of you have sounded really great today. So here once again from the Pirates of Penzance, the Pittsburgh Savoyards.
I am the very model of a modern major general. I've information vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the fights historical, from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted, too, with matters mathematical. I understand equations, both the simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I'm teeming with a lot of news. Lot of news, oh. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
I'm very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings animalculous. In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general.
In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, he is the very model of a modern major general.
In fact, when I know what is meant by mamelon and ravelin, when I can tell at sight a Mauser rifle from a javelin, when such affairs as sorties and surprises I'm more wary at, and when I know precisely what is meant by commissariat, when I have learned what progress has been made in modern gunnery, when I know more of tactics than a novice in a nunnery, in short, when I've a smattering of elemental strategy. Oh, strategy. You'll say a better major general has never sat at G.
You'll say a better major general has never sat at G. You'll say a better major general has never sat at G. You'll say a better major general has never sat at G.
For my military knowledge, though I'm plucky and adventury, has only been brought down to the beginning of the century. But still in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general.
But still in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, he is the very model of a modern major general.
Wow, that's Leon Zients. That was...
I think we should make him do it again faster.
Yeah, that was amazing. I never thought about...
I could do it fast.
I never realized how many great science and engineering and math references there are to that. The Pittsburgh Savoyards opening up March 4th, then continuing clear through the 13th. PittsburghSavoyards.org is how to get more information.